Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all. Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, more reported schedule leaks in the NBA. This one from Shams Charania of The Athletic. According to the report, the Phoenix Suns will open up the 22-23 season at home Wednesday, October 19th, against the Dallas Mavericks, the very team that dealt them a 33-point blowout in Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals. So, at least the Suns won't have to wait long to get their crack at revenge, but it's really a no-win situation.
Why is it a no-win situation?
If you lose to Dallas, they can flex superiority over you.
Yeah.
If you beat them, it's like, so what?
No, I don't think it'll be so what at all. I mean, why would it be double standard? Why, if they won, they could flex, and if we won, we couldn't?
Because they won by 33 points in a game seven?
Top that. Beat them by more than 33. That's the goal. No, I think it's a great way to get a pound of flesh to begin the season. All right, I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Let's pass a new rule then. If they beat them by more than 33, the Mavericks season is over.
And Luka has to retire.
One and done. Yes.
Luka has to go play soccer.
It's like one of those Old West showdowns.
One of those maniac managers.
Loser leaves
in the
town.
Premier League.
Charania also tweeted that opening night will be the previous evening, Tuesday, October 18th, with the Philadelphia 76ers visiting the Boston Celtics and the world champion Golden State Warriors hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. Rough night for Madison Bumgarner. Gave up 6 runs on 8 hits over 5 2/3 innings. The D-backs offense was dormant in a 6-1 series opening loss to the Giants at Oracle Park last night. Evan Longoria, loved him on Desperate Housewives. He started the offense in the fourth. Oh, I got that wrong. In the fourth with a 2-run shot off Madison Bumgarner. San Francisco got a single run in the fifth, 3 more in the sixth on an RBI double by Tyro Estrada and a 2-run single by Joey Bart. D-backs' only run came from Christian Walker, solo home run in the sixth. Same two teams tonight. Merrill Kelly on the mound against Jacob Junis for San Francisco. 6:45 first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Madison Bumgarner is above criticism in San Francisco. He came off the field last night to rousing applause. Did you see what Joey Bart said about him?
No, I did not.
After the game, he said, look, Madison Bumgarner will always have a place with this club. He is the standard for the winning bar, and I'm paraphrasing, but
yeah,
man, that guy is loved in San Francisco.
Oh, he sure is.
And
yeah,
people in Arizona
can't
wait to get rid of him.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a reason why he's a generational athlete in San Francisco.
Yeah, $44 million remaining on that contract.
Oh, boy. Well, if they love him so much in San Francisco, take him back.
Why don't you marry him then?
Take him back.
We got a deal for you.
Yeah, we got a deal for you.
The Dodgers owners of the best record in baseball will be without starting pitcher Walker Buehler for the remainder of the season. Buehler having elbow surgery a week from today. He had battled injury earlier this year and made just 12 starts, going 6-3 with a 4.02 ERA. You lose a pitcher of that quality and you don't even lose stride. It's a bummer for him. But nothing has slowed down the Dodgers.
Well, I had the exact same reaction. There would be, like, on any other baseball team, losing a starting pitcher of that caliber, you'd be like, oh, great. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even feel it with the Dodgers.
Yeah, they got Dustin May coming back on Saturday, so they'll probably be fine. The Arizona State Sun Devils lose a key member of their defensive line, Herm Edwards, announced that senior Michael Mattu suffered a torn ACL, will miss the entire season. He had started 13 games in his career on the line, 28 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss last season. So more bad news for ASU football.
Yeah.
The AP preseason top 25 for college football was released Monday. And the top 5 are the exact same 5 programs from the coaches poll that was released last week. Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, and Notre Dame. Utah is the top Pac-12 team, coming in at 7th. Oregon is 11th. USC is 14th. UCLA was the only other program to receive votes in the Pac-12.
Wow.
So I guess they're projecting a little bit of a top-heavy conference this year. LSU quarterback Miles Brennan announced he's walking away from football, heightening the chances that former ASU starter Jaden Daniels will be the starter for the Tigers this season. Daniels in a position battle with Garrett Nussmeyer. I just wanted to say that name. And five-star freshman Walker Howard. Pac-12 released the 20-game conference schedule for all men's basketball programs yesterday. Oh. For Bobby Hurley's ASU Sun Devils, their two early conference games will be December 1st at Colorado, December 4th at home against Stanford. Arizona will open up conference play on December 1st on the road at Utah and then host Cal on the 4th. Sun Devils and Wildcats will meet twice, once the week of December 29th in Tempe and a second time the week of February 22nd at McHale Center in Tucson. I was thinking about, I mean, it's August in terms of basketball scheduling.
All right.
It's August 16th. Uh-huh. They're about a month away from going to training camp in the NBA.
All right.
And teams still don't have their schedules. Isn't that a little late? What do they do all summer?
That does seem a little
unusual. They're at national parks.
Yeah,
what do you want from them?
They're in the Grand Tetons, Vinny. Come on.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Pete Carril, who led the Princeton program to 13 Ivy League championships, passed away yesterday at the age of 92.
Carril, he was called the backdoor man in college basketball.
Yeah, he would kill you with backdoor cuts.
Oh, my goodness. Would he ever?
His 89 team at Princeton almost became the first 16 seed ever to beat a one seed in the tournament, but they fell by 1 point to Georgetown. And then in 1996, the Tigers did upset defending national champion UCLA in the first round. And I remember both of those games because everybody in the country was pulling for Princeton in those.
Yeah.
And finally, yeah. Tiger Woods reportedly meeting with several of the top golfers in the world at the BMW Championship in Wilmington, Delaware to rally support behind the PGA Tour in its battle for membership against the upstart LIV Golf Series. A player who was invited to attend the meeting told ESPN that it will include many of the top 20 players in the world and a handful of other influential PGA Tour members who haven't defected to LIV Golf. Did you see Alan Shipnuck's tweet on it, Vic?
I sure did.
He is indicating that among the agenda items is a threat to by PGA golfers
to boycott
majors
yep.
if LIV golfers are allowed
love
to play.
It. Absolutely love
That's
it.
A hammer right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that is a hammer, and I totally endorse this. And once again, it's nothing about guys going in and getting paid playing in this stupid abomination tour. Have at it. Just don't come back and try to double dip, because what they're trying to do is disrupt the PGA Tour. From my standpoint, the LIV Golf Tour is not a feasible alternative. There's nothing compelling about it. So what good is it doing other than tearing apart golf? Nothing.
Yeah, interested to see what comes out of that meeting today.
Yeah, that's going to be, yeah. As Alan Shipnuck said in that tweet, it's Tiger MF Woods showing up. That's what he wrote.
And the meeting's going to be a banger,
what
he said,
yeah.
too.